in the Rockies, set my clock for California.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
Whoa. There you are. That's not your fault. That's the other guy.
Right, are we good?
Yeah.
Well, now I can't hear anything else. That's fine. We're fine. We're good.
It is a somewhat okay Tuesday. Slightly overcast, slightly chilly. Not yet April, which is annoying.
Well, I mean, it's literally not yet April, you know.
Quite
still
literally.
March.
I would like it to be a little April. I was reading a thing. I have
Amy and Gabby are trying to tune in today.
Whom?
Amy and Gabby. Look at that.
Oh, that's sweet.
We have viewers, listeners.
I hate that, though, because then I don't really think it helps vibe.
Really?
Well, no, because I just get self-conscious because I'm, you know, in love with them both. But no, I just it's when I'm talking to myself in like a vacuum, I care a lot less.
Mm.
So now that when I have an audience, I feel like I gotta perform, because otherwise I could just, if we were really having a really bad day, I could just go.
You know, I mean, you say that, but then every time we're at rehearsal, you're just yourself, and then people love it.
Well, when I'm I get bursts of energy right before.
You could literally drop a piece of meatloaf on the floor and people would applaud you. Like, you know that, right?
I asked Amanda yesterday. I walked up to her really serious. I'm like, look, I'm not trying to be a narcissist, but like, seriously, do you think I could make this club like my sex cult? And she looks at me. She goes, yeah,
probably. I could see that. Enough, maybe not all the new people, but enough of the old, like the veterans, have
that. There's just a mob mentality.
Have had the Kevin Kool-Aid already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me especially.
Well, yeah. She told me straight up that I'm just not a novelty anymore. So I'm just gonna I'm just gonna keep feeding on the incoming classes until they get bored of me.
That's fair.
Which was a huge one this year. So my ego's like, oh,
yeah. Ooh.
I think it's because of my schedule too. Because, like on rehearsal starts at 7, and I usually finish my coffee by 6.
Mm.
I don't drink coffee in the studio anymore.
Yeah.
Or I have like a little thing at upper. But I am wired
today.
Really?
No. I was sitting in class earlier and I was like, oh, this is the day I die. I felt yeah. So horrible, right? You get that withdrawal, and then it really is like,
oh, it's a severe addiction.
It's awful. Yeah.
You start sweating. I tried
sink into your skull. You know what I mean? like when you get tired but it's only in the back of your eyes.
Yeah.
You know exactly what it
means. It's just weight, yeah. I tried downgrading to like black tea.
Mm.
Which is like, it's like coffee is like something like 100 milligrams per whatever, and then black tea is like 99.1.
Mm.
And my body's like, nope, give me that. I get the jitters. Like, give me that 0.9. I can't do it. I don't drink coffee like you should. Like, you should drink it like a, you know, with a little poise. I shotgun it. I mean, I inhale
the whole time.
Like the cup and everything.
When I worked as a barista at the Bucks County coffee place, when I got tired on the job, I'd just pour myself a shot of espresso and like mm-hmm. just down it.
Yeah. But it hits you like a truck,
bad.
Though.
That was really bad.
Because I want that gradual awakening. I don't want to suddenly, like, I don't want my heart rate to jump from 60 to 120 in 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Ready for the day for the sixth time? Like,
yeah. That's what I don't like. I was taking an econ exam a while ago. And
econ.
Econ.
Really?
Yeah.
Before.
Just because. to take an econ.
I didn't pick you as an econ person.
I like econ. It's fun. But I... sorry, Gregory, you gotta go down. But it was the final. And I got nervous because I was a little tired.
Mm.
I was a little fatigued. So I cannonballed like a 16-ounce in about 2 minutes. And when I got into the test, it was like, you know the scene from Limitless where he takes the pill? Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
It was like everything just like, there's perfect precision and everything like gets warped a little bit. I was like, oh my God. For the first 20 minutes of that exam, I really just spent the time trying not to sweat on the front cover.
Oh yeah.
I was like freaking out.
The my worst caffeine story is, so I went to a date event for a sorority. This past semester, and I was there with Julian.
Good old Julian.
doing something else. But the both of us had 4 Jaeger bombs each.
I'm not familiar.
It's Red Bull and Jägermeister.
Nice. So, I just wanted to hear you say that so you could process the shame.
All right. It is, first of all, the worst drink you can ever have for your body. Right. I'm pretty sure the effects on your brain chemistry are akin
It's worse to those than like cocaine. Motor oil.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So the next morning I wake up at 5:45 in the morning and I'm fully awake. Like I'm ready for the day.
You shoot up upright like...
I like 90 degrees like... Oh. I'm already sweating. I take a shower in like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm out the door and doing work at the library. Not the library. I'm eating at like the earliest that I can because I started to do work in the common room first because I'm like, nothing's open. Like, I don't know where I'm going. Huh. And 10:30 a.m. I'm sitting in class and there's like a instantaneous switch from like, I'm completely awake, I'm completely focused to like, I think I'm actually dying. Because when you have that, right, you have a Jägermeister, you get the sugar high, you get the caffeine, and you get the alcohol, right?
Right.
So in the same second, I crashed on my sugar, my caffeine, and I was hungover.
Yeah, it's triple, yeah.
So I was literally sitting there like, ugh. Like, I didn't know how I was alive. And it was 10:30 in the morning on a Thursday.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst days of my life. I was like,
it probably felt like one of the best days for about 4 hours.
Oh yeah. I could not function as a human being. Yeah. I went back to my room and I laid down at 1 p.m. and I was just like, you know what? I think I'm done for the day.
There's I forget the comedian. I think it's Matt Bronger.
I love him.
He has a whole bit about the Jaeger bomb.
Hmm.
And he does this, like, hypothetical, like, what if that was your one drink? Like, you know how everyone, when they go out, like, if you go out in the middle of the day and you're having brunch or something, and you don't want to get plastered, but you want to drink. He's like, what if your one
was a Jaeger bomb? Yeah, Jaeger bomb. I do know this bit. It's so funny.
But he talks about, like, the after effects of just chugging Jaeger bombs.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, I woke up at one, and I ran to my computer and I Googled the youngest heart attack ever. It's like totally true.
It's so true.
And I don't get how, I think Julian's a big fan of them.
Mm.
I'm not. I don't advocate. Not because I care
Neither
about
do I.
my
Trust
audience's
me,
bodies I... or health or well-being, but like just the, if especially if you're having a bender, which again, whatever. But it's that's not like good for longevity.
No, you get intensely aggressive too. It's a very aggressive mix.
Oh yeah, no, that's like the Jersey like the stereotype of the guy with the snapback and the Echo T-shirt.
Oh, the guy who has the monster
at,
tattoos
like the local bars. Yeah, like, yeah, he's the one who does Jaeger bombs.
Are you still in high school, right? Like yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's got like
you say no when he leaves
chin strap. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's yeah, if you're listening, please don't have Jaeger bombs. Like
yeah, you're just literally feel the worst you've ever felt in your life.
Or alcohol. You know what? Alcohol is bad. Alcohol is sinful.
I was saying this. I don't know if we talked about this, but I don't.
It's so great that we're both 21 now, right?
Yeah.
Now that we can talk about it on air.
I think we could have otherwise, but I don't really know.
I don't want to be indicted for anything. I mean, not that I drank.
Do you know how sad the life of that police officer must be?
To be scouring the radio station for kids talking about alcohol underage.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we gotta. He calls the squad car over here. Like,
he's already got the phone ready. Like, he's listening to our show, and I'm like, oh, we're about 21. And he goes, ah.
Maybe that's the guy who's been calling that we've been hanging up on.
Maybe.
But what was I going to say? I recently realized I'm going through my physiological, not my mental, but my physiological midlife crisis right now.
Yeah,
I'm already starting to be done with drinking.
I can see that.
My personal drunk is really boring because I'll be really fun for like the first three, and then I get really quiet and introspective around 5, and then I get needy at 7. And it's so like that progression isn't even worth it anymore.
Mm.
And I also don't like. I'd rather spend the next day, not even out of like I'm not like a I don't care about. my personal growth and development. But I would just rather, it's like the scale is tilting now. It's no longer like, all right, well, this is how much fun drinking is, so I can deal with the morning after. Now it's like the morning after really sucks, and I didn't really enjoy the night before, you know?
With me, it's like, I just get very tired when I drink, like sleepy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's very like soothing for me.
Right.
But not to the point where it's like, oh, I need this to go to sleep, obviously.
Well, that, like, it also depends on setting, because I really enjoy, you know, to sound like a complete tool, the quiet red wine. Like, I'm all right with that. I don't like going out. I'm just not a fan. No. Let me qualify that. Now I'm getting to the point where if I'm drinking, there's got to be something going on. I can't be in a room with a bunch of people just drinking.
That's fair. Yeah.
It's really boring. Like, I really like, I went to a place, Topgolf. It's like 40 minutes from here in Jersey. And it's, you know, it's like a driving range and with a, you know, complete with a bar and like an arcade, which is great. Like, you know, so like drinking is kind of secondary. It's just making everything else a lot more fun.
Oh, so it's like a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Dave and Buster's?
Yeah. I'm not.
Not a fan?
No, drinks are overpriced.
I've never been either. I don't know why I said either.
I had several family members get kicked out of a Dave and Buster's.
Do tell.
I won't mention any names, but...
Elaborate, I want to hear this.
I think the name of the drink was... It's called a Walk the Plank, which is like, if you're looking at the menu and you're stone cold sober...
I'll have one Walk the Plank, please. Yeah,
please. Yeah. Can I have a hydrogen bomb? Like, if the name was just You're Done after this, they would be like, yeah, that sounds like the one.
Exactly, like a Jaeger bomb, please.
Same. Yeah, that was like the bit. He goes,
yeah.
Nothing, it's a bomb.
Yeah,
it's a bomb
It's a bomb you put inside your body, yeah. You can't be doing that.
Had one too many. And it was the Dave and Buster's in Manhattan.
Oh, wow.
So, you could put whatever sort of liquor you want in me. I will never be comfortable in the streets of Manhattan. I just think it's a vicious, lawless, godless jungle.
Yeah, it's bad.
I hate it. So, but this person was having a grand old time and had to get escorted, air quotes, not like... you know, squad, but like bothering a police officer, like
scooted out. Yeah,
get her home. Scooted out of not even like a place, out of Manhattan.
Oh, wow, really? The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole territory of Manhattan. Which is surprising too, because it's a Dave and Buster's in Manhattan, so it's not the cream of the crop going there. You know,
and it's also
not like business executives.
It's also definitely having... not the easiest place to get kicked out of either, if it's a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
like they've got to have some tolerance for inebriated people.
But it's more that's like gimmicky, you know. The more
adult Chuck E. Cheese's,
yeah, more franchise.
it literally is.
That's the whole point. And when it's a gimmick, you know that they were like, you know how we can make a lot of money? Let's throw a bunch of games in a room and then just really charge them for liquor. Which is like crazy. If it was BYOB, I would pay inordinate amounts for coins.
Wait, you know? Seriously? You would?
Probably.
You'd pay a bunch of money to play Drunk Whack-A-Mole or something like that.
Oh, sure. I would be more likely to spend a lot on games if I feel like, I don't know. I just like, if I'm sitting there and there's an $11 beer and I'm still stone cold sober, I'm not going to make that. I'm gonna be like, no, I'll just play games.
Yeah, I guess what they could do is like bring your own up to like a certain limit and then you charge a bit less for drinks, but like... a bit more for tokens.
Yeah, you get people like oiled up and then they go, I have a
sky. Walk the plank.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, I can see that. That's a good business model.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That was a little abrupt. What else? I had a thing. I do this every now and then. Sometimes when I want to feel worldly and informed, I look at the news.
What's in the daily news?
I'll tell you what's in the daily news. Come see You Guys and Dolls, by the way.
Oh, there's a guy story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues.
Oh, yeah, that's what's in the daily news. spy poisoning. See, listen. So listen, that was the hypothetical daily news in the 1950s. Wait, when was that play written? Not the 1950s.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Anyone who is in Guys and Dolls and is listening, please see Guys and Dolls. Lafayette College.
Yeah.
Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th at 8 p.m., Saturday the 7th at 3 p.m. It's at the Williams Arts Center.
And I will be running the whole show by myself on Sunday.
It's really just fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We put a lot of work into it.
He wears one of those costumes that you see in Halloween, where he's in the center and it's just a bunch of mannequins, you know, on the edges.
Mm, yep.
Like a big old cast of characters, but it's all him. And he has strings on their appendages, like their limbs attached to each of his appendages.
And better than that, I'm growing out my red or orange mustache. It's coming in okay. You see this? Yeah, it's like a little fur. Oh, shut up.
I can't.
Yeah, no. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, sure. There's some of it.
I think in a week and a half, which is roughly the time we have, I can make this happen.
Look at my hair today. It's coiffed.
Yeah,
well.
It is very right. Coiffed, if that's a word.
I mean, that's what Matt Ackerman said to me the other day. So.
Coiffed?
Coiffed.
The premiere on Broadway was in 1950, so that's before the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was trying to think of their hypothetical for what's in the daily news is so cheery. Compared to a story about a guy who bought his wife was like,
If you
threw that in like a modern play or a modern show, it just wouldn't work. Well, like the first thing that pops up is spy poisoning. NATO expels Russian diplomats.
The daily news today is just so morbid.
Yeah. I can't. Well, I actually.
It's not something like guy sits in front of a television set who used to be somewhat of a rover.
Right.
You know?
Like, well, that is what's happening all over. But bad gimmick. I had an interview with apparently a friend of a lot of people at Lafayette. So they run like a publishing company, and I was talking to them on the phone, and they asked me straight up. They're like, do you read the New York Times, or
do you read the New York Times? Or are you uncultured?
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't read anything but headlines anymore. And they were like, that is really refreshing. They're like, you know, it makes perfect sense. Like, I really can't remember the last time I had the time or the inclination to read a story. And now CNN does this thing. I looked on my phone. I don't remember downloading this app or updating it, but it just started telling, CNN started giving me the headlines and the leads of the stories. Like it was a whole like page of just here's what's in the news today.
Yeah, so do you ever like read articles online briefly, or cuz I do that sometimes.
But I want to get the whole I want to get the general gist of politics, science,
everything in it.
And I don't really care about entertainment, but you know, just like other general stories that aren't particularly relevant to like the workings of government. And I just can't. And I don't know, there's some people in my classes come in and they're very well informed. And I just wonder when did you have time to hear about the story, but what are your outlets that you get specific factual information?
I know for some econ classes you're required to read the Wall Street Journal every day.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
So there's that. And then some people just like staying up and reading the New York Times. Like, I know a lot of people who actually have subscriptions, and that's just something they do every day because they want to be worldly, like you were saying.
Well, you know, I used to read it. I used to like reading it. Wow. I'm getting some weird noise here. This mic needs to be fixed. I used to enjoy reading it, but only in print. I liked print because when I go online, I get really overwhelmed. And not overwhelmed even like there's too much information, but I'm also really bad at controlling myself. And
there's just a lot of different threads that you can.
Yeah, and I'll follow. Like, I will start with something about the Russian neurotoxin, and I'll end on like how walnuts grow. Like, just weird stuff.
Like 6 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have really bad discipline. The New York Times print was really nice, which I used to have outside of Farrenon all the time, because I could sit down. If I went to get lunch and I could read for 20 minutes, you know, it's not, and I have all the very important things on the first page. And then I could follow stories as I saw fit and get a general, like they were curators. They were curating the most important news for the day. Online. I hate it because there's about 20 stories on the front page and I can pick the first three, but everything else is just competing for my attention.
That's fair. I used to read the paper a lot when I was a barista. Like, you know, if it's quiet, we sell newspapers right in front of the shop, so you just pick one up. But like you were saying, I think it is a lot more difficult to be accustomed to reading online. just because there is such a breadth of information that's available.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it isn't even relevant. So I feel like a lot of news stories these days are either like incredibly important or just not relevant at all, right? Like CNN and Fox News just do these inane stories, and they're mostly about celebrities, usually.
Right.
And it's either celebrities or real-world issues, and I don't feel like there's any in-between anymore.
Right. I forgot about that whole sphere of info, and I've never... like, maybe everyone's just very quiet about it, but I've never met anyone who talks about entertainment info, like like e-news.
Yeah.
Those people are, I think, the worst people in the world. How is there a market for it? Like, I'm looking at X celebrity doing something with Y celebrity, and I couldn't even pretend to care. Mm. And I'm really good at lying to me and everyone around me. I can't even... be like, oh, no way, Jay-Z.
I can't comprehend a tiger.
Like, I don't
want to know that.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
We had a conversation.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
This has got to be like a year ago.
About
why celebrities are celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. And there's really just no reason, unless you're like an athlete or you've starred in a lot of movies or something like that. That's fine, but like, you don't necessarily have to become a celebrity if you're in a lot of these things.
Well,
right?
Everyone idolizes, you know, their Hollywood heroes.
Mm, yeah.
So, but the thing is, like, the people that I like, I don't know how you can get so, it has to do with how invested you are in a person.
Mm.
And to be honest, if someone spotted Tom Hanks walking in Central Park and there was a huge story about it, I would read every word of that story because I'm in love with him.
Mm.
But how do you get so invested in, like, Kim K? How?
Yeah, just like reality TV is disgusting to me.
I don't get it. Just like, even as far as like their work goes, you know, like at least for an artist, you can be like, well, I'm in love with this body of work, so I get to see what they do in their daily lives. With the Kardashians.
Well, yeah, they're just famous because they're famous.
Yeah,
that's really it.
And you know, because daddy lawyers or whatever, right?
I couldn't tell you.
Good.
I have no...
Thank God you can't tell
me. I have no knowledge of any of that.
We are coming up to...
Oh, that was quick. That was really fast.
22 minutes, which is our typical time to play some tunes. I don't know if you've got anything on the slate.
I could probably get something up in the next 15 seconds or so if Spotify would load.
Sure. In the meantime, I'll stall.
Here, I got it.
Okay.
Oh, man, I really want to play God's Plan, but no, I'm kidding. Okay. Let's play Tuesday by Hippocampus.
Tuesday by Hippocampus, and you are listening to Mocha Gumbo. We'll be back in a few moments.
Sometimes I think that I am doing fine. Sometimes I call it a Tuesday. Sometimes the best day of my life. Sometimes it's 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 the best day of my life.
Got me locked up, feeling hazy. I cut all the lines, well, it's crazy. So I say what I always say, like, is it what you want, is it what you need, is it something else you needed from me? Try to take a collar to a dog with no owner, tell him sit, lay down, roll over. It's strange, I'm caught up, I'm lost in the game. I move out, they beg me to stay, and I've been feeling broke up since I woke up. But it's a new day when I say what I needed to say. She's been moving so fast, I've been taking it slow. I've been taking it slow.
Welcome back. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm James.
And I'm Kevin.
I feel like I'm like not articulating well enough today. You know what I mean? Like, I just like I just get my word just kind of like, I don't know. You know?
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that you don't have any caffeine in you.
That's fair.
I'm telling you, I can't.
You know, I get like mumbly. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's I mumble, I talk quickly, and I talk pretty quietly, so it's just like right.
I'm telling you, I can't do this. If I the few times I've come
I can't do this anymore.
I can't do it. The few times I've come in here with nothing, like with zero caffeine or nicotine, it's the air is like blankets.
Some days the air is just blankets in general.
Yeah,
like when it starts heating up again, if it ever does, it's gonna be stifling in
that's
here.
True.
We can't open the windows anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's gonna be rough. They don't air condition, right?
No. Well, I mean, we had that fan, but then it just ruins all the.
Yeah, and then you. then it's just a show about white noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could just be ASMR artists. You know, I don't get that. I know it's a really old phenomenon.
Few people who like that.
Really? No. I don't think it's the weirdest thing to like it, but. There's something about, all right, the thing that I have a problem with is there's no, not in like a gender way, I don't care, but there aren't any male ASMR artists. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that as like a liberal statement, like we need male ASMR artists, but.
That's a campaign right there. Jeez.
But there's something like weird about, they're all women. They're all 18 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can get a lot of money for that.
Yeah,
you'd be
but
surprised.
Is it all just about...
Is it sexual?
Yeah.
No. That's one of the main like things that people ask. It's I'm pretty sure... I read up on ASMR because my friend was like, oh yeah, I was listening to this thing the other day. And I was like, what the heck is this? And one of the first things I saw is AMR like sexual. Uh-huh. And it's like, no, we just like listen to the voices.
Okay, but if it wasn't, then like I feel like anyone. That was a beautiful face. I wish we had the podcast cams where we could look at that.
Please no.
But no, but like there are zero male. It's all like, and I see a lot of stuff like these girls like just eating things, and it's,
I hate that. And it's, that's so weird.
But it's never just like innocuous things. It's always, I don't want to put this,
like a banana. Or
yeah,
it's always, you know what I mean? Phallic foods.
Yeah, hey, you don't say it's phallic-y.
Phallic foods. Yeah, yeah.
Follicle. I believe that's
phallical?
The word.
Phallical. No, follicle is for skin. Phallic is...
phallic.
Pertaining to the wiener.
Flicky-wicky, I think, is the correct adjective.
Well, but what I think of ASMR as is mouthfeel for your ears.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about... Oh, we talked about mouthfeel,
right? That's the only reason I know that.
Okay. All right. I was going to be like, home, how did you...
I went home after that, and I was like, top 50... mouthfeel words. And I was just
really,
yeah, I
does it exist
up. Well, not top 50, but like I was like best mouthfeel words. Yeah,
palindrome.
I mean, we can look them up right
yeah,
now.
I think I'm gonna do that. So for those who didn't tune in last week, which is pretty much everyone, or I guess no one, I don't know, no, everybody in the world who didn't tune in last week, we were talking about mouthfeel, which is like this, I think it's like this linguistic syntactical idea that certain words have just, they appeal to your like physical mouth when you're saying them. Mm-hmm. Like they have a certain like sensory thing.
There's also the opposite of mouthfeel. You know how a lot of people hate the word it's
moist.
Just like moist, yeah, because it just doesn't like
moist.
Moist.
Yeah.
That was a bad mouthfeel.
Word of the day. Wait, why is this word of the day?
We do so many word of the day things. Did you put a word of the day in there? Top mouth feels.
Yeah. This is a really weird... Look at this picture on the Wikipedia page. This is weird.
Jesus.
I
All right, zoom that bad boy in so I can see him.
Wow, there are a lot of qualities perceived in mouth feel.
Basically... ASMR. I feel like ASMR is the what is for ears? Like mouth is oral, and like eye is, and eyes are visual.
Yeah.
But like what is ears?
Audio.
No.
I think audio is actually a word.
Audio.
Sonal. Relating to or perceived through the sense of hearing. Audio.
Huh.
That's
interesting.
Yeah. You know what this is?
Nasal. No. It's so weird, isn't
olfactory?
It? Olfactory. Olfactory.
Love that word.
That's a good mouthfeel word.
Yeah.
What are we doing right now?
I don't know. yeah, away from mouthfeel. But anyway, all I was saying was I had my reservations about ASMR because I've yet to find one that's not weird. It's never somebody talking about an innocuous thing. It's like an 18-year-old eating soup really slowly, or like... something that does not need to be eaten the way it's being eaten.
Mm.
And I have a feeling there are a lot of...
like you.
I wish we had more liberty like, on air, because there's a link I would like to suggest to our listeners.
Oh, no.
So let me be as euphemistic as possible. There are certain websites that appeal to what I'll call the prurient interests.
Mm.
You know, things that boys do when mom and dad are away for the weekend. So they go to these websites.
You have to be away for the whole weekend?
Well, if you... depends on what kind of guy you are, but I don't... I give myself... I take time with me. but there. So one of these websites, a very popular one, it rhymes with Corn Grub. They do a statistics list. Did I tell you about this?
No.
It's an amazing... it's beautiful data.
I would have never known about this.
It's beautiful data. Now, I don't use Corn Grub, which is this new service that delivers corn to you. But
I should do that.
Yeah.
Like an Uber Eats just for corn?
I don't think that would sell.
It would sell to me.
Anyway, there's... Since 2009, I think, they've been publishing these yearly reports about traffic. And they take all this information... they survey like every 100 hundredth person that comes on the website, and they get demographic information.
Mm.
And they track IPs and how long you're on the website and watching what certain videos about certain topics, you know what I mean?
Certain corns.
And it's all this amazing data. And I forgot why I was bringing this up.
ASMR.
There are some really, really interesting geographically specific categories. So
is it mostly the Eastern Hemisphere?
I feel like
Asian countries would like that a lot.
The statistics or the fact that there's
the ASMR.
I don't know. You can sort by state for the U.S. and then country. It's wild to see the cultural differences. Like, there are noticeable differences between what we do in the U.S. with our corn and what other countries do. You know, pop it, curd, you know, butter it, whatever.
Yeah, they got maize in Mexico and all, right?
Right.
Yeah.
it was super interesting. And I suggest if you're, how would I describe this? If you're 18 and older and you know, whatever. But look it up. It's really mind-blowing. And I mean in a completely objective way. It's not like...
No, that's fair.
I don't sit there going, you know, it's professionally done.
It's nothing sexual. Just like, it's like ASMR, right?
Very cool.
That was a raunchy episode.
Yeah, I haven't really shared this with anyone because... You can't just walk up to a person and be like, hey, let me show you these haunting statistics about our country's sexual habits.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super cool. And it's also just laid out well, like the formatting. If you're into...
Got good graphics?
Yeah, it's a great UI.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'll show it to you later.
Sure, why not?
You know, if you want to. I'm not gonna force you.
Look at it!
Yeah. But, okay, so back to... I'm starting to lose my energy now, too. I can feel it coming on, because we're coming... It's almost like the same time every episode. It's 5:45. I'm starting to lose
my... This has been a very quick one.
Yeah, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, very quick. What time are we at?
We likely won't be here next week, right?
Probably not. I imagine no, because if I remember correctly, we have to be... I want to say they're by 5.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Familiar? Because I think most classes end by 4.
I have class until 5 on Thursdays. But
oh, really?
Most of the time, yeah, 4.
Okay. Yeah, so I think it's like 5. I don't think we'll be able to do it. We will... Yeah, actually, that's good warning. So we will be back April... Was it like 9th?
If Tuesday, 3rd, 9th... No, 10th.
April 10th, yeah.
Look at that, like my calendar skills.
I can count. I can, apparently. We will be back April 10th, and then we should be good for the rest of the month. I don't know about you, but I don't... That's pretty much big hurdle.
Can you, what's the name of the radio show today?
The name of the radio show is... Do you just want me to read this out loud?
Yeah, I want you to read it.
The name of the radio show is Overcast Oeuvre.
Why is it named that?
So, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but I've just run out of ideas.
I haven't been looking at the radio show names. I haven't.
I've just been naming them the first either alliteration that comes to my head that has something to do with something that's happening right now, and it's Overcast, just something completely random. I've run out of ideas. What I used to do is wait till the show was over, go back,
and then edit them.
Name the description, listen to the show, find like a catchphrase and put it in there. No, I don't care.
Yeah.
At some point I really will have to sit down and listen to the bulk of these episodes and give them all proper names and descriptions.
I would love to. Like I'm assuming I'm getting a desk job again this year. If I get my interview and it goes well. I mean, like, I have an interview on Friday for information security. And I imagine that job is going to be very boring.
Right.
So hopefully I'll be able to listen to the shows back.
That'd be good. So we have 13 minutes. We can jump right to 2 songs and then come back, word of the day, and out of here, or what do you want to do?
I feel like we're both pretty low energy right now, for whatever reason.
Yeah, good.
Why don't we do that?
So, we're going to play couple of tunes before we head out of here. We'll come back, we'll give you the word of the day, and we'll sign off.
Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
If you got something lined up.
Go all right, ahead. Yeah, I can do something, probably. I did Walk the Moon the other day. Did I do Teenage Bones by Noir? Yeah, I did.
I'm not sure.
Let's do Grace Kelly by Mika.
All right, we're going to do Grace Kelly by Mika, and we'll be back in a few moments. Tune in, we'll see you soon.
Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try? I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
From selling cocaine. You don't know where I'm going, and you don't know where I've been. But when you hear the angels singing, I'll be coming round again. Couple of drinks in Memphis. I had some whiskey and some malt. But when I tried to fight the waitress, she showed me the asphalt.
You don't know where I'm going. Coming round again.
Welcome back. This is still Mocha Gumbo, and I'm still Kevin.
And I'm still James.
And we're about to go to our word of the day, which we've been doing for a while. And to be completely honest with you, I haven't been keeping track of these. Now, this is we typically do two, the Merriam-Webster and the Dictionary.com. And the Dictionary.com has been a lot better so far. This one...
Merriam-Webster gave us nuts, though.
Oh, did they give us nuts?
They did give us nuts.
Is grandiose... I'm not going to check that because I'm pretty positive.
Yeah. It's a good word.
Characterized by affectation or grandeur. This was one of those words that I learned when I was in like fourth grade. And it was one of those like treasure words that I could throw out at people and be like, oh my God, he's so smart.
One, two, four syllables.
Yeah. I would throw this out in like really early essays and be like, oh, this kid knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. That's one of those words where it's like, oh man, I need to write an essay about the Great Gatsby. What do I... grandiose.
Mm-hmm. So grandiose and hopefully better. Yeah, this is way better.
Kismet.
Yeah. Kismet. Fate. Destiny. I was my kismet to be your friend, James.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah, wow, those were lame, huh?
Kismet is one of those words where it's just... It's a word that isn't... too over the top, but it's not a word that I could just slip into casual conversation. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't really sound like it doesn't have any predetermined connotation for me, you know? Like, you need context.
Like, destiny is like, whoa, yeah, wow,
fate.
But kismet's just like,
kismet.
What, let me look that up.
It sounds, it sounds like a fabric or like a, I don't know, like a game for old
kismet. Maybe like a line of get well or Valentine's Day cards.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like a Hallmark,
like Kiss Matt. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm not really impressed, to be honest. If you were looking for another one, the word of the day for the New York Times is apothecary, which is a little more fun.
I was recently informed that apothecary was like what they called practitioners and all back in the older days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now we just, it's a place where we get our drugs, you know?
Yeah. Or your potions.
If you're a level 11 paladin wolf with a 40 spirit and the sword of infallible truth.
Kevin, you're so stupid. You get wolf powers at level 50. that's cool, though. I always forget that apothecaries are like potion makers.
Yeah. Well, that's what... I knew some like really out there words from when I was like 10 because of the games I played, you know.
Oh yeah, like any kind of Elder Scrolls type game, like Fable or anything like that.
Yeah.
You get like really weird old words from like the 17th century.
Well, there was like they would name weapons like the tome of inscrutable might, you know, and it's like I just learned three really useful words at age 5.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we
like,
are.
Mom, I got the tome of uncrustable lice. You're like, what? What are you talking about?
all right, it is 5:58. We are coming up to the top of the hour, and just a couple quick reminders since this is our last show, till our show and then our next show.
Mm-hmm.
Come see Guys and Dolls. It is Thursday 8, right? Thursday 8?
Next Thursday. Thursday and Friday and Saturday. That's the April 5th, 6th, 7th. Thursday and Friday are at 8 p.m. Saturday is at 3 p.m. It's the Williams Arts Center.
And you can get your tickets this week and next week at Farrenon from 11 to 1, I believe.
Can you buy tickets at the door if you don't go to college?
we should probably know that, huh? I don't know.
Probably.
All right. Give it a shot. If you come here and you can't
get tickets. But they're usually sold out, actually.
Yeah, we typically do pretty well. All right. So that's that. This has been Mocha Gumbo, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
Have a wonderful week.